for the next few minutes here before it does set directly opposite of us. Scott Montesano with you. Derek Montesano with us as well. Derek, that sun is burning our eyes.
Oh, yeah. It has not gotten any better as this day's gone on.
The positive side is it is a little chilly outside. Temperatures in the lower 60s, but in the press box, it's got a little bit of a Swedish sauna type feel to it. We're sweating in here right now because the sun's been beating in. By the way, trying to stare across the field because of that sun, it's like trying to look at somebody giving a lecture, but they've got a booger hanging out of their nostril. It's hard to keep looking straight. You got to turn to the side. Mason Dillingham kicks off for Stevens Point. It's fielded at the 10-yard line for Memorial by Brody Neff, but he got bumped into accidentally by Tay Ferguson, who was also back there. It spun Neff down. His knee touches, and Memorial will start right at their 10-yard line.
And that's just a rough one for Memorial. It's a tough thing to take to start the game.
Ferguson and Neff with a miscommunication, and Ferguson, in essence, tackled his own teammate. All right, Memorial will start first and 10 at their own 10. Marcus Holberg in at quarterback, by the way. He'll hand off, going wide to the far side is Burrows, and he's got yardage out to about the 18-yard line. By the way, they marked him at the 12 when they went down. Second down and 4. That's Holberg in there, unless there's something with the uniforms. Hand off and a carry up the middle, and again, that is Burrows up the middle. And it's going to be third down and 1. It's a little bit different here from Tom Westcott. Yeah, and Gunlock I've seen over there, 15. All right, they toss to Ferguson, who's going to throw a wide receiver screen, wide receiver pass himself to the near side. And midfield, he's going for Neff. Neff, though, is hauled down at the shoulders. That's going to be a pass interference. And Memorial's going to get the ball out at midfield. So Memorial with a little bit of something different out there, some different guys out there than what we would have expected, which is throwing us for a little bit of a loop. But there is Shamar Simmons out there now for Memorial. But yeah, Marcus Holmberg in at quarterback. It looks like he's going to get the snaps. Well, they're going to have to mark off the 15 yards on the pass interference. So what they did was they tossed it to Ferguson, and Ferguson on the wide receiver pass was going for Neff. Neff got hauled down. They don't have the officials mic'd up here in Stevens Point. They've got a video board the size of a giant's eyebrow, but they don't have anybody mic'd up. A little lazy here from Stevens Point people, either way. So we don't know exactly who the foul was on. Either way, Memorial has the ball, first and 10, marked at their own 37. A carry here by Simmons through the left side of the line, gains 4. It's second down and 6 from their own 40. Holmberg to pass out of the shotgun. Flushed out a bit, rolls to the near side, has time, throws in the near side. He had a man wide open in the flat. That's Ferguson, but he chucks it well over his head. Incomplete, and it'll be third down, and we'll call it 7 for Memorial at their own 40-yard line. Just underway, Memorial at Stevens Point. Holmberg in the shotgun. Simmons off to his right. 3 wideouts, 2 split to the far side. Holmberg takes a shotgun snap, 3-step drop, fires over the middle. It's incomplete. Threw it too tall for Bryce Hedke. And Memorial on third down and 7, just shy of their own 40-yard line. You would think Tom Westcott will have his team punt. They have not vacated yet the offense, and now smartly jogging out of the field is Kellen Brown, the punter.
So unfortunately, that 15-yard penalty isn't enough to really jolt something out of this offense right away.
A little surprising, going with Holmberg, 8 of 15, throwing the ball, and he had some guys open, but he was nowhere near connecting on those passes. Holmberg, by the way, just a sophomore. Brown standing at his own 25 to boot it away, 2 guys back for Stevens Point. Eye-level snap picked up by Brown, left-footed kicker. It's a low kick that bounced the Stevens Point 40. Rolls a little bit, takes a Memorial roll on its side, wiggling and waggling inside the 35 and to the Stevens Point 32. Remember on the first week of the season when we saw Memorial at Hudson, Brown struggled the punt, a much better punt there that put Stevens Point at their 32.
Yeah, it's crazy how much improvement you can have in just a couple weeks.
Now we'll see this Stevens Point offense go to work, and they can score in bunches as they showed last week in a blowout win here at home against Superior. They scored 43 first-half points last week. Grant Shanana is their second-year quarterback. A shotgun snap to him. He'll toss it to Johnny Matthews on a wide receiver sweep, going to the far side, hits the angle, gets the sideline, races out to the 40-yard line, a gain of 8 on the play. It'll set up a second down and a short. Matthews, by the way, averaging almost 6 yards per carry. Second down and 2 for Stevens Point. Shot and I again, the shotgun again, flips it to Matthews, coming on a wide receiver sweep to the near side. He's got the first down and more. Outside the numbers to the near side, past the 50-yard line and thrown out of bounds by Hedke at the Memorial 47. So Stevens Point doing exactly what Hudson and Chi-High did last week. They're using that speed to the outside, and Memorial's defense has had no answer for that in the first 2 weeks.
If Memorial's going to be able to keep up with these other teams, they're going to need to find a way to prevent that outside sweep.
First and 10 from the Memorial 47. Big gashing run right up the middle by Kyle Madalena. There was nobody that touched him as he ran up the middle right between the hash marks, inside the 40, all the way to the 34-yard line. And a first down run of about 13 yards. Nobody touched him until he'd hit 10 yards. Madalena is the best weapon they've brought back on offense, by the way, from a team that won 9 straight last year. Quick wide receiver screen pass to the far side, and right as he catches it, Charlie Belson, he is popped and brought right down immediately. Great job reading it by Tay Ferguson for Memorial. Ferguson heading to Brown. Great article on him in the Leader Telegram today that details his football journey. His dad, by the way, a one-time Blue Gold wide receiver in his own right. Second down at 11 from the Memorial 35. Shadana handing it off to Matthews in the backfield. He's wrapped up back at the 40-yard line, held in place, and then pancaked over by Gus Chumas. Ripping him up at the ankles was Schultz, who held him up, and then Chumas finished him off. A loss of 6 on the play. It sets up a third down and 17 from the Memorial 41.
Oh, boy, is that a big tackle for loss there for Memorial. Pushing them back now.
Chardonnay in the shotgun. Five-step drop flush, a little screen pass over the middle. He got it into the hands of Madalena, but Madalena immediately fell down right at the line of scrimmage. He caught it as he was leaning to his side. Didn't really have to dive for it, but the catch caused him to lose his balance. He falls down, no gain on the play. It's fourth down and 17. Stevens Point's going to keep the offense out there. They got to bring it to just inside the 25 of Stevens of Memorial. 8.5 to go in the first quarter, 0-0 score. Shot and out, barking out signals, 3 wideouts, 1 to the near side. That's the dangerous Charlie Belson. He's in one-on-one coverage. Shot and out looking to pass. He's going to throw it deep, looking for Belson. Into the 10, ball is knocked around, bobbled, incomplete. It was nearly intercepted by Memorial's Ben Strayer. He didn't mean to drop it, but it's a better thing that he did drop it, because if he had intercepted it, Memorial would be backed up at their 10. Instead, Memorial gets the fourth down hold and will take over at their own 41.
A big defensive stop there from Memorial. They were able to push Splash back and didn't look back.
First and 10 from their own 41. Holmberg. Hand off to Simmons, coming to the near side, but before he could hit the line, he's ripped down at the shoelaces. A tackle by Gavin Stelzer of Stevens Point. Stelzer's 10th of the year. Second down and 8 at their own 43. And movement on the Memorial line, that'll back them up 5 yards.
Yeah, that's a rough penalty to take right away.
The referee is trying to use a microphone, and it's just not working for him. want to go back to Hudson 2 weeks ago. That thing was as crystal clear as God himself whispering in your ear. Second down and 13 for Memorial. Back at their own 38. Holmberg to pass. He's a deep far side along the sideline. Jump ball situation and batted away at the Stevens Point 30-yard line. Holmberg is throwing dying ducks up into the air. They can't stay. So there must be something that's wrong with Gunlock, who I saw out there for pregame warmups. Meanwhile, Julius Clark, who's been out since the second half against Hudson 2 weeks ago, he is also not dressed today. That's another weapon Memorial doesn't have. Third down and long, Holmberg rolling out of the far side. Has plenty of time, holds it too long, and now just throws it out of bounds. Holmberg had plenty of time, but couldn't find anybody open, and he was running to his non-throwing side. He's a righty. He was running to his left, and the young sophomore does not look comfortable back there in the least. It's fourth down and long, and Memorial will again punt it as Brown will stand at around his 20-yard line. Gavin Roth back to return, standing at around his 30 for Stevens Point. 7:40 to play in the first quarter, 0-0. Well, at this time last week, Memorial was already down two scores, so the fact it's scoreless right now is a positive, and not saying that sarcastically. Brown, can he get the snap away? Yes, he can. He gets run into. No flag on the play, as they say the ball was partially blocked. The ball will still go ahead for Memorial, landed about the Stevens Point 45, take a Memorial roll, and be dead in right around the 40-37 of Stevens Point. So he got bellied up, but no foul on the play, no flag, because somebody from the Pointers had gotten a fingertip on that ball.
Yep, if you're going to do that, you got to at least get a piece of the ball.
All right, first and 10 from the 37 for Stevens Point. Hand off up the middle for Johnny Matthews. Matthews, however, is swarmed after a short gain of 3 on the play. Host of tacklers in there for Memorial.
And you think after last week, so going ahead here, a team that scored right away in their game against a team that had not scored in the slightest.
Again, Matthews coming to the near side, stutter steps, tries to go on the hash marks, gets over the 40 to the 42, a gain of a couple, and it sets up a third down and 5 for Stevens Point.
Big chance here for Memorial to get the ball right back and put something ahead for them.
Third down and 5 for Stevens Point. We'll see if Memorial can get the third down stop here. Grant Chardonnay in the shotgun, rolls out to the far side looking. Now he'll run it himself. Wrapped up at the line, gains maybe a yard as he's pulled down by Luke Johnson, but a flag on the player. They're going to say it was a horse collar. That's a soft call there by the white cap, I believe it. It's a horse collar. Personal fall. Oh, I was going to say a face mask. All right. If they were going to get Johnson for up around the neck, that would have been a soft call. I didn't see the face mask, but that was on the far side of us. And as we said before, we've got the sun beating into our eyes here as though the sun is trying to dominate, as though the sun itself is trying to unlock our soul, come on in and put its feet up. So that's a 15-yard penalty. It's a free first down for Stevens Point. First and 10 at the Memorial 42. 6:20 to play in the first quarter, looking for a Gaines first score. Grant Chardonnay will keep it himself, gets into the line, stays on his feet as he gets bumped into a couple of times, finally brought down. After a gain of a couple, it'll be second down, and we'll call it 7.
Seeing Chardonnay use his legs here to start the first quarter, I should say.
Chardonnay can average about 9 yards per carry. He had a big, big run on their opening possession last week that went for a touchdown that set the stage for their 43-0 blowout of Superior. Again, many view this Stevens Point team as the favorite to win the Valley Football Conference. Their head coach, by the way, is Ryan Eigenberger in his second season. Eigenberger replaced longtime head coach Pete McAdam, who had resigned prior to the 2021 season. There was a false start on Stevens Point, pushed them back 5 yards. So second down and 13. The handoff to Johnny Matthews. Matthews jitterbugging a bit in the backfield. He's able to fend off a couple tackles, fights his way ahead, and able to gain maybe 4 on the play. Sets up third down and 9. That was a hard-earned 4 yards.
Yeah, Shad and I was able to slip through, I believe, 2 defenders, including Luke Johnson, on that play. And that was well-deserved 4 yards. He thinks he should have deserved more.
Third down and 9 for Stevens Point. Again, Ryan Eigenberger in his second season as their head coach. Last season, they won 9 straight games after a season-opening loss before bowing out in the second round of the playoffs. Chardonnay will keep it himself right up the middle. He's got the first down as he's inside the 35, down to the 30-yard line, dragging a couple of guys with him, and brought down the 28. But there's a flag in the backfield. This is going to come back.
A flag is the worst feeling Chardonnay could have after a big run like that.
They are going to roll a hold on Stevens Point, so that'll nullify the run by Grand Chardonnay, and that'll push them back an extra 10 yards. It'll set up now a third down and 19. We have not seen Chardonnay air it out all that much yet. No doubt they want to take advantage of the ground game that has pestered Memorial against both Hudson and Chi High. But now they'll air it out on third down and 19, the ball right at midfield. Chardonnay takes a snap. He's going to keep it himself. Wrapped him. He's got a big gain inside the 45, but he's walled off before he even gets to the 40. Got back to about the original line of scrimmage, a gain of 9. And if you run that, if you're Eigenberger, I think they're planning on going for it here on 4th and 10 at the Memorial 42. And that's the case. So on 4th and 10 from the Memorial 42, they're going to go for it. Whistle will stop play, though, and Stevens Point will take a timeout. We'll take one with them. 4:05 to play in the first quarter. 0-0 score. Stevens Point's got a 4th down and 10 at midfield when we come back. High school football from Eau Claire Hometown Media.
So you were waiting until the weather got warm to install a new roof. Well, here we are. It's fall with beautiful colors everywhere. And you still got that ugly mess on the roof.
York Strand.
Ah, quit messing around. Go with the Metal Roof Specialist. That'll give you a 50-year, non-prorated, transferable warranty.
York Strand.
237-2678. 237-2678.
York Strand.
WIMetalRoofing.com.
York Strand.
WIMetalRoofing.com.
All right, Stevens Point will go for it. 4th down and 10. From the Memorial 42-yard line, 0-0 score, 4:05 to play in the first quarter. From Gerke Field here in Stevens Point. Grant Chardonnay in the shotgun. Will take the snap knee-high, three-step drop. Throws it deep, far sideline. It's going to be overthrown. For a moment there, it seemed like he had Charlie Belson along the sideline, but overthrew him just a little bit, and good coverage on the play by Memorial's Ben Strayer.
Yeah, that was a good play by Strayer, able to keep the wide receiver away from the ball and just overthrew him, did Chardonnay.
So Memorial will get great field position, 1st and 10 at their own 42. By the way, great moments in Scott Montesano's life, Derek, my birth, meeting Angela, my wife, the birth of you and your sister Alexia, and the fact that sun has now gone down opposite of us. You and I can now see the game clearly. Unfortunately, what we watch is Samar Simmons on a first down carry get bitten down at the calf, gain maybe a 0.5 yard, 2nd down and a long 9 from their 43. Again, Simmons on the carry, lowers the shoulder into the line, booms over a guy and falls ahead for another short gain. It'll be 3rd down and 6.
Yeah, that sun finally going down is definitely making this broadcasting much easier.
Again, staring into that sun for the last hour was like staring at somebody with a goiter on their neck, but you couldn't take your eye away. Wide receiver screen pass to Hedke, far side. Hedke trying to slip along the far sideline, but really had nowhere to go. He's nudged out of bounds by Mason Dillingham. Only a gain of a yard, and it's fourth down and five. And the Memorial offense, again, unable to take advantage of the great field position. Tom Westcott keeps his offense out there, but I'd think he's eventually going to have them punted, I would say. Holmberg takes the shotgun snap. No, throws it far side to Ferguson. Ferguson sidesteps one defender, but really had nowhere to go. Only gains a couple to the 50-yard line, and Memorial goes four downs and out. Well, they had the right idea. They got the ball into their best playmaker, Tay Ferguson, but he was only able to gain three on a five-yard play they needed. And Stevens Point takes over at the 50, and that's a little questionable for Westcott. You'd think you'd want to play field position. That being said, Brown nearly had his last punt blocked, I guess. Well, Stevens Point will take over, first and 10, right at the 50-yard line. 0-0 score, 3:07 left in the opening quarter. Grant Chardonna, the shotgun snap, fakes the give to Matthews. Five-step drop now floats it to Matthews on the screen, and he's got a lot of room to go into the 45 to the 40-yard line, and a good open field tackle at the 40-yard line by Josh Lorcher. But a big gain there of 11 and a first down for Stevens Point.
Yeah, that was a big tackle there by Lorcher. If he had missed that, they had maybe one or two guys back, and if they missed, he was gone.
Tackling's been an issue for Memorial to open the season. Chardonnay rolling to the far side. He's going to keep it himself, but he can't quite get the edge there and is brought down after a gain of a yard, maybe two, by Jacob Moretto. By the way, Stevens Point head-to-toe in the all-black. Black tops, the black helmets, the black uniforms, the black pants, trimmed in red and white. Meanwhile, Memorial, all white, like a polar bear in a snowstorm. White helmets, white tops, white pants. The give this time to Kyle Madalena. Madalena right up the gut trying to find a soft underbelly. Gains three on the play. Sets up a third down and six from right around the 35 of Memorial.
Yeah, Ethan Burrows on the tackle there. Big defensive play there, stopping any run up the middle.
Memorial doing a much better job on the tackle so far. Stevens Point going right to left across your radio dial or your listening device. Hello to those on 93.5 and anywhere, thanks to echometownradio.com. Chardonnay fakes the give, keeps himself up the middle. He's got the first down, and he makes one great juke move of the 25, runs along the far hash marks, and he is gone. Touchdown, touchdown for Stevens Point. Chardonnay faked the give to Madalena in the backfield, ran to his left. After about 10 yards, made one little slippery move right there, like a magician pulling rabbits out of its hat. Made a couple guys miss the 20 and was gone. It's a 35-yard touchdown run, and Stevens Point leads 6-0.
Yeah, he made one good move, and he was gone. Had nobody there to catch him.
Like a mate at a hotel. You couldn't find him when you needed to. Dillingham on for the extra point, and as he's been all year, he is automatic for Stevens Point. Dillingham the field goal, and Stevens Point with 1:21 left in the first quarter takes a 7-0 lead. Memorial ball when we come back. High school football from Eau Claire Hometown Media and 93.5.
Sportsmen in the Valley know that when it comes to success in the outdoors, you need to depend on a trusted partner like Bill's Sports Shop in Chippewa Falls. With over 50 years of family ownership and expertise in rod and reel repair, you know you'll never let the big one get away. Bill's is local, and that means their knowledge takes the guesswork out of everything you'll need for fishing, like fresh live bait now in stock. Bill's Sports Shop appreciates the local support. Join their Bill's Sports Shop group on Facebook and share your favorite fish picks and videos.
Scott Montesano with you. Derek Montesano with us as well. Derek, how's it going?
Well, it's been going great up until Spash just scored.
Grant Chardonnay with a 35-yard quarterback run. And Stevens Point leads 7-0. Memorial about to get the ball back. as Dillingham will meet boot to ball and send the ball down to our left. End over end kick that Ferguson will take at his 10-yard line. Between the hash marks, bounces to the outside of the 25-yard line. Wrapped up right around the 30. And Memorial will take over right around the 30-yard line. Of course, school back in session this week. Derek, how are things going at South Middle School? A future old Abe yourself.
Well, they've been all right. We've kind of just gotten into the habit of waking up, getting back into school.
The most important week of school is the first week. You want to know why? You establish where you're going to sit in the cafeteria. You establish those friendships. First and 10, right at the 34 Memorial. Shotgun snap to Holmberg. Holmberg firing it deep near side, looking for his man, leaping. Interception made at the Stevens Point 40-yard line. Brody Neff went up one-on-one with Jackson Spees of Stevens Point. Neff had it. He went up and caught it at the apex of the ball, but as they came down, Spees simply took it from him. It's like somebody going up to the buffet, getting the lasagna, but when you bring it back to the table, somebody else ends up eating it.
Yeah, he had it. Brody Neff had the football in his hand, fell to the ground, and then the ball just came loose and landed right in the hand of Spees.
Again, though, Holmberg had him open, but Holmberg's having a difficult time throwing. If he hadn't thrown that ball up as much of a looper, he had Neff for a big gain if he'd thrown more of a liner. All right, they start off with their 40 to Stevens Point. Chardonnay keeping it himself off the right side. Eludes a tackle in the backfield and is able to lunge ahead and gain 3, maybe 4. Second down and 7 for Stevens Point as we hit the final 45 seconds of the first quarter. The Panthers on top, 7-0. Stevens Point Panthers on top, 7-0. Chardonnay in the shotgun, sends a man in motion. Two wideouts far side, one of the near side. Hand off to Madalena. Puts his left arm out, trying to scrape away some traffic in front of him. Moves the pile ahead past the 45 to the 48-yard line and sets up a third down and 1 for Stevens Point. We'll see if they want to run another play. Don't have to. Final 10 seconds of the first quarter. They are going to line up here. 5 seconds left in the quarter. Chardonnay barking out signals, 1 second left, does call for the ball. And he's got the first down as he keeps it himself up the middle. Hit on the shoulder as he falls ahead to the Memorial 46-yard line. But it's a first down for Stevens Point. So Stevens Point will have it first and 10 at the Memorial 46-yard line to begin the second quarter. We're through one. Stevens Point leading Memorial 7-0. First game of the conference slate. First game for Memorial in this new conference for them. We'll see if they can hold back Stevens Point when we come back right after this. Second quarter next. Eau Claire Hometown Media and 93.5.
Attention gentlemen, fall is here and Muldoon's Menswear has you covered. Whether you're stepping out in style with a tailored Jack Victor suit, kicking back in a Tommy Bahama shirt, or staying sharp in 34 Heritage jeans. Muldoon's has everything you need. Fresh fall fashions are arriving daily, perfect for any occasion. From casual wear to outerwear, shoes and tuxedos. Visit Muldoon's today and find your perfect fit. Muldoon's Menswear, where style meets sophistication. Check us out online at Muldoon's.com.
Stevens Point leading 7-0 as we begin the second quarter. Stevens Point from left to right. Across your radio dial or listening device. Hello to those listening anywhere at echometownradio.com. Heck, they could be listening to us tonight in Butte, Montana. Hey, shout out to Montana tonight. Stevens Point, first and 10 at the Memorial 46. Chardonnay takes the shotgun snap, looking to pass. Throws it deep far side, wide open. Belson on the sideline to the 25, to the 20. Inside the 15-yard line and torpedoed out of bounds at the 11-yard line. They'd forgotten all about, and that was actually Kyle Madalena. They forgot all about Kyle Madalena out of the backfield. Madalena with just his second reception of the year, but a big one down to the Memorial, they say, 13-yard line. First and 10 for Stevens Point as they try to add to this 7-0 lead. Chardonnay again in the shotgun. Madalino with him in the backfield. Two wideouts split to the near side. Madalino up the middle. Ah, he's gobbled up though at the line and maybe lost a yard on the play.
Yeah, big tackle there by Leo Endres, the lineman, able to get back there.
Endres, the sophomore, 6'3", 200 pounds. Ooh. Ended up losing a couple of yards on the play. Back to the 15. Nice crowd. It is football weather, if you will. Temperatures in the lower 60s. The sun has set. A lot more sweaters down below. Chardonnay to pass, throws it in a screen pass to the near side. He's got a man who carries it inside the 10, down to the fifth, down to the 5-yard line, and near the first down. A little dump off running back screen pass. That was to Chris Elsner, the senior tight end for Stevens Point. It's going to be third down and two for Stevens Point. Third down and two for Stevens Point at the 5. Two wilds put to the far side. Ball on the near hash. Chardonnay keeps it himself. Has the first down. Pushing the pile. Inside the two. Inside the one. He extends the arms through a couple of defenders. And he's in. Touchdown. Touchdown for Stevens Point. They lead 13-0. Chardonnay was not going to be denied. Has his second rushing touchdown of the ball game. Has his fourth rushing touchdown of the season. And it's 13-0 Stevens Point. Reality is, Derek, the defense hasn't done that badly. The issue for Memorial tonight, the offense has been non-existent.
Yeah, defense hasn't been an issue as much today as it was, say, last week. It's just the offense just hasn't gotten that to click.
Dillingham's extra point is good. He's 10 for 10 this year on those extra points. And Stevens Point has a 14-0 lead. 10:39 to play until halftime. Memorial ball when we come back. This is Eau Claire Area High School Football from Eau Claire Hometown Media and 93.5.
A&W is serving up more than just burgers and floats. Introducing the all-new Cap'n Crunch Cereal Shake. This signature frosty mug is filled with creamy vanilla soft serve and loaded with berry-licious bits of Cap'n Crunch cereal. It's a flavor explosion that'll take you back to Saturday morning cartoons. And then some. Visit your nearest A&W and try one today. A&W, burgers, floats, and then some. Valid at Altoona, Colby, Cadott, Spencer, and Withy locations. Order online and skip the line.
Well, the Memorial Old Abes need an offensive drive here. They're down 14-0, 10:39 left until halftime.
Yeah, it's going to come down to if Holmberg is able to get this offense to really click. He did have that tough interception throw when he was aiming for Neff on that last drive.
Dillingham, oh, onside kick there, catches Memorial off guard. Ball is palmed around at the Memorial 40-yard line. Stevens Point says they've got it. Do they have it? And it looks like the Panthers do. Everybody for Memorial had turned and run anticipating a kick, and I'm not going to blame them. Nobody saw that coming. It was a rolled-over onside kick by Dillingham. Like Pat McAfee did once for the Indianapolis Colts. The ball started to get pawed around like a bunch of bear cubs reaching for a balloon. And the Stevens Point Panthers come up with it at the Memorial 38.
Yeah, that was completely caught off guard. I mean, I was caught off guard. I didn't see that one coming.
So first and 10 for Stevens Point. Grant Chardonnay trying to make it a three-score game. Five-step drop out of the shotgun. Plenty of time to throw. Throws it deep along the near side. Inside the 10-yard line. Leaping grab is made. It'll be first and goal to go as Charlie Belson, the reception in front of Ben Strayer of Memorial.
Yeah, that's not an easy catch from him. Able to keep hold of that while Ben Strayer reached in there with one arm trying to knock that ball away.
And now the officials are going to get together. One of the officials on the far side had dropped his hat. That's a sign that if the receiver had gone out of bounds, and then he touched it. That's an illegal touching. And that'll be the case. So wipe off the reception by Belson, because if Belson went out of bounds, as he must have, and then he's the first guy to touch the ball, ball wasn't deflected, then that's illegal touching, and Memorial catches a break.
Huge break there from Memorial. That could have easily been a very big play for Stevens Point. Instead, back we go all the way to the 44-yard line.
Yeah, 5-yard penalty. Sets up a first and 15 for Stevens Point. This Stevens Point program was not a dominant one until just a few years ago. They'd had a run of some lean years on the football field while their boys basketball team was as dominant as you had around the state. But now the football team having a good run here. Chardonnay keeps it himself. Big gain up the middle. Inside the 40. Inside the 35. And bowled over at the 31-yard line. A gain of 14 on the play. And that sets up a, we'll call it a second down. And a long three for Stevens Point. Chardonnay again keeps it himself. Leaps through the line, stays on his feet along the near hash marks. Has the first down, spin move at the 25, and is pinned at the 20-yard line. A gain of 12. First and 10 for Stevens Point. And Memorial has no way of stopping Grant Chardonnay right now.
Yeah, he has just been running straight through this team. They've been unable to stop Chardonnay today.
9:15 left in the first half. Stevens Point leads 14-0. Chardonnay again. Throws a guy away at the last scrimmage with his right hand, holds the ball under his left hand, and power digs his way for 10 yards to the 9-yard line. Wow. First and goal to go from the, they're going to say he's just a foot short, so second down and a foot to go. But Chardonnay just sort of just pushed guys off with his right hand.
He's making these runs look easy.
6'4", 200-pound senior. Shotgun snap. This time he'll take a break. Give it to Madalena, who's got the first down. Flags get thrown as it was only going to be maybe a gain of a yard. Flags immediately got thrown from both the backfield and from the umpire position. It's going to be a personal foul face mask on Memorial. Personal foul face mask on Memorial, so a free first down. It's a half the distance to go penalty. And first and goal to go for Stevens Point at the 5.
That is not what you want right now. Not at all if you're Memorial.
Memorial's issue, you're going to look and say the defense a lot, but the issue is they are just not moving the ball on offense. And that's a big part of their issues right now, which puts them in this position. Hand off to Madalena, through the right side of the line. He's down near the goal line, and he's in. Kyle Madalena, the 5-yard touchdown run. And Stevens Point has opened it up. It is 20-0 Stevens Point with 8:23 left until halftime.
That if you're a Memorial there, what are you going to do about it? He just bulldozed his way through, did Madalena, and he was unable to be stopped.
Dillingham, right-footed kicker, the extra points up, and he remains perfect on the year. 8:23 left until halftime, 21-0 Stevens Point. Memorial ball when we come back. Eau Claire Hometown Media and 93.5 The Tap.
So you were waiting until the weather got warm to install a new roof. Well, here we are. It's fall with beautiful colors everywhere. And you still got that ugly mess on the roof.
The Yorkstrand.
Ah, quit messing around. Go with the Metal Roof Specialist. That'll give you a 50-year, non-prorated, transferable warranty.
The Yorkstrand.
237-2678. 237-2678.
The Yorkstrand.
WIMetalRoofing.com.
The Yorkstrand.
WIMetalRoofing.com.
.8:23 until halftime. All Stevens Point in this conference opener. They lead Memorial 21-0. Scott Montesano with you. Derek Montesano here as well. Memorial A rude greeting into the Valley Football Conference, at least through one half of football. We'll see if the offense can kick something up. And now Memorial's going to use a timeout. And we all know why, because remember, the last time Stevens Point scored, the onside kicked it in, were successful. And the Memorial coaches burn a timeout here before a kickoff just to double check that nothing wonky is going to happen.
Yeah, you always want to make sure if a team does something wonky, there's no guarantee they're not going to do it again.
An outstanding crowd on a lovely night for football. Class is now in session, of course. The ballpark here is a community ballpark, also where the UW-Stevens Point program plays. Opposite of us, you've got sizable metal bleachers. The near side, though, is an old-fashioned limestone grandstand, similar to what you have at Carson Park, just a little bigger, though. The ballpark itself located, nestled right inside of a residential community. The local hockey arena abuts the right side of the ballpark, the end zone there. That's, in fact, where the locker rooms are. All right, Dillingham swings the right leg. It's a low bouncing kick that's going to be taken by Neff, who comes up to grab at the 20-yard line and is immediately wrapped up and eaten up at the 26-yard line by Kyle Madlina of Stevens Point. A lot of youth football players here wearing glistening youth football jerseys. They've got the shiny look to them like you had in a lot of sport uniforms 20 years ago. And they had a big autograph signing of Stevens Point players with these youth ball players when we got here today. So a chance for the high school athletes to feel like stars. And for those youth athletes down below, might as well be superstars that are about 10 years older than them. Here's Shamar Simmons on first and 10 from his own 26. Gains maybe a yard trying to go off the right side of the line. Yeah, Marcus Holmberg in at quarterback for Memorial. It's been a struggle for him as the carry here by Simmons through the right side of the line gains 3, maybe 4, and it's third down and 5. And herein lies the problem for Memorial. Simmons can get you those 3-4 yards, but you just don't have a game breaker right now for Memorial.
Yeah, they need to find that big deal breaker, that big play they can get for 5-6 yards, maybe 8.
Holmberg to pass on third and 5, floats it, looking for Ferguson right at midfield, but he way overthrew him. There was easily a miscommunication on the play as Ferguson had stopped his run at about the 50-yard line and had a step on his man over the middle, but the pass went way over his right shoulder near the sideline, and Memorial is going to have to punt it away. Again, not sure if what the issue is with Gunlock. So again, saw him taking the pregame snaps, but Holmberg's been out there, and it is a struggle for Marcus Holmberg right now. So Brown, to punt it away at his 19-yard line, gets a snap, left-footed kick, wobbly punt that'll land at the Stevens Point 45, take a Memorial roll inside the 40, inside the 35, and it will slow down like a baby's crawl to the Stevens Point 32. Stevens Point will take over at their 32-yard line, trying to add to a 21-0 lead. We have 7:26 to go until halftime. Well, this, again, you knew was going to be a difficult challenge. This was going to be like one of those difficult bosses in a video game, and you only had one life and no power left on the power bar. This is going to be a challenge to begin with. Stevens Point coming off a great season a year ago, and many figure them to be stronger this season.
Yeah, it's that difficult boss that you're going to have to figure out how to overcome if you want to beat the game.
First and 10 for Stevens Point at their own 32. Shanana, a little double reverse here for Stevens Point, ends up in the hands of Johnny Matthews coming wide to the near side. Memorial Old Abes, though, don't break too much on that, and they'll wall him off after a gain of 5 on the play. Tackled by Cashin Trotline. They did a double reverse there as Madalena ran to the far side, flipped it, though, to Matthews coming to the near side. Matthews ran a few times around the track, but only got credited for one lap.
Yeah, he ran around a bunch, but only gets one.
Second down and five from their own 37. Matthews tried to sprint through the line left side. Looked like he had a big opening there. That opening quickly closed up, but not before he gained six for a first down out to the 44-yard line.
It's a simple fact that Stevens Point are getting first downs and moving the ball consistently.
Chardonnay, belly button, nice snap. Now pulls it down. He'll run into a line, and three Memorial Old Abes were needed to take him down after a gain of three. You can hear the crunch up here. And Chardonnay pops back up as though he was no worse for the wear.
Yeah, Leo Endress among one of the players to make the tackle.
The Stevens Point student body is down to our right. They are dressed in tropical attire today. A mixture of tropical attire and also sweatshirts on this cooler evening, though a reminder, everybody, the air conditioners are going to get fired up again next week with temperatures creeping near 90 degrees. Short gain on second and five for Matthews. But, you know, we said a couple weeks ago it was so hot and humid, the Friday night games always eluded the hot and humid weather. We'll have to see what the weather is next Friday night. Early indications are it might be a warm one next week. By the way, Memorial home against Marshfield, a game we'll have at Carson Park next Friday night. Third down and four for Stevens Point right at the 50-yard line. Chardonnay in the shotgun. He's got Matthews off to his right. Chardonnay will keep it himself. He's got the first down as he hits the 45-yard line. Lowers a shoulder and plows through a couple of defenders for an extra couple of yards. First and 10 for Stevens Point at the Memorial 41.
Memorial seems like every time they need a plethora of players to take down Chardonnay, among them there being Ryan Schultz.
Well, everybody knows how to beat this Memorial team. Just keep it on the ground. But as much as it's easy to look at the defense, because you see the number of points, a concern for Memorial is there has been no offensive rhythm whatsoever ever since the first half of that Hudson game. You saw some offense in the first half of that Hudson game, and let's not undersell how important maybe the loss of Julius Clark really has been. Matthews eludes a tackle in the backfield, sprints right up the middle, and he's got 11 yards. So what went from a loss of a yard ends up being a plus 11 carry right up the middle for Matthews to the 29 of Memorial, first and 10. But yeah, I think the loss of Clark is a big factor, and whatever might have happened to Aaron Gunlock is going to be a major factor. 4 minutes to play until halftime. Stevens Point leads 21-0. Chardonnay in the shotgun on first and 10 from the plus 29. Gives it to Matthews. Matthews, quick hot feet in the backfield. Waits for a lane to open up. Finds a little bit of an opening and gets up the middle for three. Second down and seven.
Yeah, it's just been a tough one that for Memorial, giving up 21, but the offense hasn't really gotten any points to make this seem much closer.
By the way, that the sun, which was beating into our eyes before, has now given way to a beautiful orange glow sunset directly across the way. They take cell phone photos of images like that. Matthews looking to go off the left side, got spun at the line of scrimmage and only gained a yard. It'll set up third down and five for Stevens Point. Yeah, you look across the way at in the horizon, a beautiful orange glow. And it makes you wonder, what is the meaning of life?
Yep, just a beautiful orangish, yellowish glow.
We've got a God's toenail moon tonight. A crescent moon. Chardonnay to pass on third and five. Floats it over the middle on a screen pass. He hits Matthews in a big game for a first down. Goes to the far sideline inside the 15. Scratches off a tackle attempt and falls ahead to the 11. First and 10 for Stevens Point at the 11-yard line. 2:30 to play until halftime, and Stevens Point trying to build on a 21-0 lead.
Is able to slip right past Lortshire there and before being brought down by Bryce Hetke.
That screen pass has worked wonders for Stevens Point today as Matthews is ganged up at the line, nowhere to go, second down and 10. But that screen pass where it's a jailbreak and there's three guys that are chasing after Chardonnay, but you know it's not, you're not going to catch him. It's like trying to chase down a squirrel in your own backyard. You're not going to get him. And by the time you think you get close, well, he's already given the football up to the running back that everybody's left open. Hand off to Matthews. Matthews, though, is wrapped up at the line and thrown down hard on a tackle by Nick Ludwiski, the junior linebacker. Third down and 8 from just inside the 10-yard line.
That's good play by Ludwiski, preventing him from breaking to the outside and letting what probably would have been, if he had gone to the outside, another 6 points for Stevens Point.
Stevens Point does get the ball to begin the second half. Cheerleaders down on the track below us, barking out cheers, adding to the atmosphere and the cacophony of sounds at the ballpark. And flags here before the snap. We're going to get an offsides on Memorial. So offsides on Memorial will give 5 free yards to Memorial.
Looked like Shamar Simmons had jumped on that play.
Way off in the left corner. All the action's down to the right, but way off in the left corner, another, I think the dance troupe for Stevens Point High School is preparing for their routine at halftime. Again, nice crowd here, and don't forget the Packers are playing tonight. But people have eschewed that for this. Third down, goal to go from the 5. Chardonnay keeps it himself, and you know how that's going to go. Chardonnay keeps it himself right up the middle. His third 5-yard touchdown, his second 5-yard touchdown run, his third touchdown run of the ball game, and Stevens Point leads 27-0. .58 seconds to go until halftime, and the Pointers have turned it into a rout, unfortunately. Dillingham on for the extra point for Stevens Point. Ball's down, kicks on its way, and the kick is good. 28-0, Stevens Point leads. 58 seconds until halftime. Memorial ball to end the half. When we come back, here from Eau Claire Hometown Media and 93.5.
Sportsmen in the Valley know that when it comes to success in the outdoors, you need to depend on a trusted partner like Bill's Sports Shop in Chippewa Falls. With over 50 years of family ownership and expertise in rod and reel repair, you know you'll never let the big one get away. Bill's is local, and that means their knowledge takes the guesswork out of everything you'll need for fishing, like fresh live bait now in stock. Bill's Sports Shop appreciates the local support. Join their Bill's Sports Shop group on Facebook and share your favorite fish picks and videos.
58 seconds until halftime from Stevens Point. Memorial about to get the ball back to end the half. They're down 28-0 to Stevens Point, a Stevens Point team that many figure to compete for the title in the Valley Football Conference this season. And for Memorial, big issue for them, they just haven't been able to move the football. And then also on the defensive side, unless they can get cement shoes for Grant Chardonnay, they haven't been able to figure out a way to stop him either. Tie his sneakers together at halftime, I guess. Dillingham, a ground ball kick that bounces off the helmet of a Memorial player at the 30-yard line, goes up into the air and is corralled by Bryce Hetke, who just takes a knee at his own 27. That was a ground ball with a football on this artificial turf field. So as it came on in, it wasn't like a smooth ground ball to a shortstop at Carson Park. No, no, no. That ball came in and hit off an up man at the 30-yard line off his helmet, went up into the air, and Hetke just deadened the ball. All right, Memorial will be in the shotgun. Holmberg, quick screen pass to the far side. Ferguson. Ferguson wrapped up at the line of scrimmage. Fights off a tackler, stays on his feet along the far sideline, and wills his way out beyond the 35 to the 36. A gain of 9 on the play.
And after all that, he's brought down by Connor Skarsten of Stevens Point.
Second down and a yard for Memorial. Tom Westcott's team, though, not in any particular hurry at this point, even with timeouts. Holmberg to pass again. Has time, rolls to the far side, now throws far sideline, right around the 45, and a catch made along the sideline by Tay Ferguson. It'll be a first down for Memorial out at their 43-yard line, 19 seconds left. Until halftime, Memorial has, I believe, two timeouts remaining. Holmberg, knee-high snap, three-step drop, airs it out over the middle, leaping interception made at the 25-yard line by Johnny Ananes for Stevens Point, coming the other way to midfield. He's the 50 to the 45 of Memorial and then runs out of room as he's brought down by Holmberg. But Stevens Point will take over at the Memorial 42-yard line with 3 seconds remaining until halftime. Holmberg just a little chuck and duck right there. And Adene with the interception. That's his second of the season.
Yeah, it seems Holmberg's been having problem with those deep passes that he keeps airing out. That two of them have now ended in interceptions.
We'll see what Ryan Eigenberger elects to do as the Stevens Point head coach. You don't gain anything for you know, this isn't like college where you're trying to really impress pollsters too much. I would think he's just going to have his guys take a knee here. Nope. Looks like they're going to run a play with 3 seconds left in the ball at the 42, up 28-0. Chardonnay will look to pass. Now just throws a screen pass over the middle. Gets Madalino on the far sideline. Ends at the 30 to the 25, but runs out of room and just escorts himself out of bounds. And that's how the first half will conclude. The Stevens Point Panthers all over the Eau Claire Memorial Old Abes as Stevens Point will take a 28-0 lead into the locker room. Well, coming up at halftime, we'll recap what happened in this first half. Also, Derek will take a tour around the Eau Claire area. What else is going on? How's North doing? How's Altoona doing? What does Regis have on the schedule? Plus, we'll give you an idea of what's going on with the Packers as well. But once again, at the break, it's all Stevens Point. Through one half of football, Stevens Point leads 28-0. Halftime next. This is Eau Claire Area High School Football from Eau Claire Hometown Media and 93.5.
Don't go anywhere as coverage of Eau Claire High School Football continues next with the Halftime Show featuring an interview and a replay of the top highlights from the first half.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Eau Claire Hometown Media is where the Chippewa Valley comes to talk. Follow Eau Claire Hometown Media on Spotify and have local podcasts come right to you every single day. Eau Claire Hometown Media features Banker with a Beer, Dose of Dog, Talk of the Town, and many other popular local podcasts. Follow Eau Claire Hometown Media on Spotify today.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit savebythescan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. Savebythescan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is it?